let's go inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities as we bring in Ryan Gerber, who's the Director of Athletics and Activities. Ryan, you know, as we're winding down the winter season, the weather's been nice outside, but still pretty busy in the Athletic and Activities Department, isn't it?
Yeah, just finishing up the winter season, and of course, Monday night, all of our coaches were in Monona Grove at their winter business meetings and voting on all conference stuff. So we've got a lot of those things going on, and hopefully we'll be able to release that information soon. And then of course, we had a number of activities that were competing in their state activity. So lots of stuff going on as we also look forward to the spring.
Yeah, we will. So maybe next week on the show, we'll go over all the all-conference accolades that that our student-athletes have gone through to make sure we get them all, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, great Saturday last week. Let's start with athletics this week. Great Saturday. You had two games, girls sectional final, boys regional final. Both were pretty exciting. Both were in close proximity, so we could have big houses and big crowds supporting the Beavers in each one. And I guess let's start with the girls. Their season came up just short of the state tournament, falling to a Pewaukee squad. I know you were down there. Just your thoughts on that performance.
You know, the girls battled, and you know, you never like to lose, and hopefully all of our girls, you know, they're competitors. You never want to accept a loss. However, if you're going to lose to a team, Pewaukee's a pretty darn good one to lose to, and they'll be going back to the state tournament for, I believe, the fourth time in 5 years. You know, we battled, and we had our chances early in the first half. Gabby kind of led us to the first 7 points of the game and led us out to a lead a little bit. But, you know, Pewaukee is so tough, and they're so balanced across their lineup and their depth, and really doing things that this program has been able to do for years and years. And so, you know, they battled. The first half got a little bit of away from them late, but, you know, second half they came out firing. But at some point that depth of Pewaukee really shone. And, you know, I guess it's unfortunate that the season is finished and these girls battle all year, but can't say enough about how proud we are of this team and this program, these girls and the staff are really finding some resiliency and being able to put themselves in a chance to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, it is, you know, and you know, obviously Beaver Dam girls in the sectional, it's one of those things where, you know, they won the regional for how many straight years? Last year they got knocked off, and Braden Wentz said one of the post games with Mike Trotz, he was glad the girls remember that, and they got to the sectional, then got to the sectional final. So hats off to everybody involved with the Beaver Dam girls basketball program. It's a fun team to watch this year again.
Yeah, and I think it really, you know, I really want to emphasize this to anyone that's listening out there. Especially when it comes to high school sports, we really need to live in the moment and really appreciate what we have in front of us. We shouldn't take anything for granted. You know, this program for 3 years in a row was able to get to the rec center and bring home a gold ball. And I think probably would have done it for a fourth year had COVID not rear its ugly head. And I really, you know, it's easy to say, well, that's going to happen again next year. Oh, we'll just keep on rolling. And I think it's important for us to all understand that, especially in high school sports where we can't recruit, where we don't have NIL programs, where we can't go out and sign free agents, that we have to continually develop the students that we have and continue to build our culture. And nothing is a guarantee from year to year. So we really need to appreciate this, and hopefully our girls really understood and appreciated the fact that they were a game away and they had a challenge in front of them, and they battled as well as they could have. And, you know, at this point now, the girls that are returning, now it's their opportunity to step up and make some improvements in the offseason to see if they can continue to carry on the torch.
We're talking with Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities Director Ryan Gerber here inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Ryan, you know, a few hours after the girls game, what an atmosphere, what a game, a regional final, Beaver Dam and Wauwatosa West. Beavers came up on the short end of the stick, but that was as fun of a high school basketball game I think I've been around in a long time.
Yeah, it takes me back to the days when I was a middle school student in DeForest, and we were going to the old gym, and the place was rocking and rolling, and the guys would run out to Eye of the Tiger, and it was loud. The fans were right on top, and those DeForest teams had some just absolute battles in the conference and the playoffs, and I haven't been a part of a basketball game like that in a long, long time. If you talk to a lot of people outside of the program, they probably didn't give us an opportunity to win, no less keep it close. And so for for us to come out and keep battling, I know we were down 15 at one point, but then, you know, just the way we kept ourselves in the game, JT's 3-point at the buzzer at the end of the halftime, I can tell you that really demoralized that TOSA team. I was standing over by where the TOSA team entered their locker room, and those guys were exhausted. They were mentally, I would say, a little bit broken, and I don't think they anticipated what Beaver Dam did in counterpunching him. And then what was it? 3-4 minutes left in the game, second half, we took the lead. So again, it was an impressive, game. The atmosphere was electric. I think the roof blew off the field house a few times. We'll have to get our buildings and grounds people in to inspect that. It was awesome. This is what high school sports are about, that the community coming out and really getting behind these kids. And unfortunately we came up a little bit short, but again, you want your kids to battle in these big moments and you want to have a shot. That's all you can ask for. You know, I just mentioned not taking things for granted. Talked to Coach Ladron just on Monday, and, you know, he talked about how for a few years they were winning those regional finals. And his advice to young coaches is to not take it for granted, because nothing is guaranteed. And so another example of really owning it and really being appreciative of the moment.
Yeah. You know, again, defensively, you mentioned Kai Rogers, you know, who's going to go to a Power Five school. Cameron Mendoza had the main duty, but he held them to just the 6 points in that game. And one of them was a transition dunk. And I mean, he being undersized and his strength just pushed him off the block and made him uncomfortable.
Well, I really encourage anyone that really loves to watch basketball to go back onto the Daily Dodges showing of the game and really watch that back. You know, Cameron, as soon as that kid got that ball, he was pushing him, you know, 2-3 feet off where he was, and just being physical, nothing dirty, just being physical. And I'm not sure TOSA was ready for that level of physicality. You know, I know they play in a super great league, but you know, Cameron, he was 5-6 inches shorter, and yet he controlled that game, and that really took them out of their rhythm. And Cameron should be really proud of the effort he put in.
Yeah, and you mentioned the crowd. You know, and I'm going to say crowds have, maybe it's just old guy talk now, crowds have changed over the years. You know, when it comes to, a lot of times people are sitting on their, you know, sitting on their hands, you know, looking at their phones and cheering a little bit, but the crowd, both sides, was invested into that game. I mean, the student section was going, the parents were loud and cheering on their teams, and it was just, you got goosebumps just being in that field house.
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, I think it comes down to stakes. Whether you're telling a really good story or you're in a really big game, if the game comes down to stakes, and not the kind that I like to eat out at the supper club, but the stakes, people are going to be more invested. And that's part of something we've talked about in the Badger Conference with all the realignment that's taken place every couple of years. It really takes the stakes, those rivalries, out of it. You can play a team for 20, 30 years in a row, but if there aren't stakes involved, then what do you got? So in this game, you had a regional final, you had a team playing with a chip on their shoulder, hosting a team that was heavily favored. There were stakes on the line, and you could see that in all the fans, all the families. It was emotional. And in the TOSA people, I give them credit. They were energized, they were excited, but they were class after the game and really had a lot of positive things to say about our team and our facility and our community. So again, it was a really great experience. But again, stakes being on the line, this thing matter more than just standings, right? There was something on the line.
And so again, we tip your cap to Coach Ladron's squad. They played hard, and staff, everybody. It was a fun year. Same with girls basketball. Now, Ryan, I also want to bring up bowling, because it was a phenomenal weekend for the Beaver Dam High School bowling team.
Yeah, so they were up at the state tournament up in Ashwaubenon, and the girls team actually finished fourth place at the tournament. So a real nice weekend for them as a team. And then, of course, they had three other individuals that went up there, didn't place, but still, you know, to get the experience to bowl there. And it just, again, shines a light on their season. So Alexis Vandekolk, Garrett Betcher, and Adam Paul, all participating at the bowling state invite, didn't place, but a lot of times qualifying to the state is just really a story on how the year played out for them overall. And of course, hats off to the girls team again for finishing fourth up there.
We talk about the transition. There's already indoor track is already working. Softball is getting ready to get it on the diamond.
Yeah, Coach Helgemo has got the team in the field house already. They were outside due to our just fantastic, I guess if you want to call it winter or spring, I'm not sure what we're doing now, but they've been able to get outside the last 2 days, and yeah, they're rocking and rolling. They have about 85 kids out, and they'll start their indoor season, so they'll be down in Watertown in about a week or so, and then we host our indoor meet here at the field house on the 22nd and 23rd. And then they finish up a couple weeks later down at UW-Whitewater for their indoor season. We're real fortunate with our facility to be able to have that, not only to even provide an indoor season, but to give our kids a place to train when the weather isn't so nice. A lot of places, they don't have that. So we're real blessed by what the community has given us as a real wonderful facility, but then also those really nuts and bolts of being able to actually train intentionally in those tough months.
So good.
And then softball coming up.
Yeah, softball gets going, and then it won't be too far behind between soccer and baseball, then, right, girls soccer?
Yeah, so softball starts up on the 11th, and then baseball the 18th, girls soccer the 18th, and then boys golf and boys tennis on the 25th. So every Monday now we'll be starting a new sport and adding to it. So we have six sports going, plus trap shooting starts up this spring. So we'll be busy this spring, and hopefully, and I had our sign-up meeting last week. I mentioned, you know, we had a strong fall. We had an exceptional winter. The momentum is there. The responsibility now is on the spring sports to carry that momentum through the spring. And then, you know, ideally, then we take that momentum and build into the summer months. And that, you know, that's how programs and schools continually build year after year after year. You know, you talk to Wanakee people, yeah, they've got built-in advantages here and there. But the one thing that a Wanakee does is they take momentum from season to season to season. They take that into the summer months, and they just keep building. And that's what I'm asking our coaches to do. That's what I'm asking our student athletes to do. And I hope our community is supportive of that as well.
You know, I'm looking at maybe April 9th as our first day to broadcast something on Daily Dodge TV and ESPN Beaver Dam. But that, you know, that first week of the last week of March, I should say, Ryan, there's some events that week. We're going to make a decision if the weather's all right. We may be out there for like the baseball opener or some other sports that last week of March. And we'll just see what Ma Nature has to say.
Yeah, so that last weekend in March, baseball is home, and yep. And I know Jeff Eberle was up there the other day opening up the field a little bit and getting that prepped and ready. And, you know, this wind, the wind that we had over the weekend and coming this week yet will certainly help dry things out. I don't know if there's a ton of frost in the ground. I'll leave that to some other experts, but I think we'll be ready to go as long as the rain doesn't come.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But again, check your local listings for our debut of Daily Dodge TV and ESPN Beaver Dam, the Spring Sports Edition. Now, we're talking with Ryan Gerber, Director of Athletics and Activities. If people were out at Beaver Dam High School Saturday before the boys' regional game, we hosted a solo ensemble event, and I had a chance to be there most of the day, but 45 different entries qualified for the state solo ensemble meet on April 27th in Oshkosh. 45, Ryan, whether there'll be solos, duets, trios, barbershop quartets, or larger groups. I mean, it was an unbelievable performance by the Beaver Dam student athletes.
So it gets to a point where it's just, I feel like I'm a broken record. Our performing arts are top notch. They're first class, and they continue to prove that all the time. And as you look at this list of students who have qualified for the states, it's the same names every single time, which speaks to how strong we are. And I have friends that are music teachers across the state. And when I came to Beaver Dam and I told them, you know, yeah, I kind of oversee the performing arts area. They were like, man, this is a top-notch program, and I get to see that all the time. So really proud of their efforts, everyone from, you know, playing brass instruments to string instruments to vocalists. They really mopped up here, and I know Mark Lefevre has talked about that district solo ensemble, even making that bigger and inviting a couple more schools and really pushing – his students. And I know we've looked at some scheduling stuff for next year already to really push the envelope further, because he's got that level of talent here. So why not push them to even greater heights? And I'm excited about it.
You know, I was checking out some of the information that we were giving, you know, and Mr. Lefebvre and his staff point out a couple of, a lot of 45 different events made it, but you took a look at some of these kids you mentioned, you know, Ella Gokenauer, Jacob Hutchinson, qualified with, five or more. There are a bunch of people had four. Noah Kickert, Owen Nill, Cecilia Zahn qualified in six events. And Lindsay Mangan, Oliver Shire, and Raul Zavala, six as well. And he also says, one last set of congratulations, Oliver Shire and Noah Kickert taking their 10th solo slash small ensemble to state this year. Mm-hmm. Noah's going to have another year. He's just a junior. Lindsay Mangan, who is performing her 14th solo small ensemble at the April event. That beats the previous record, since Mr. Lefebvre's been here, of 11 held by Annie Friedel and Nathan Stafford and her older sister, Elise Mangan. So congrats to all, but it's amazing, you know, how you have to put a lot of time. Those judges aren't easy judges. I mean, you have to get a certain score. I was trying to figure it out, but right. To bring your A game at all these different events, it's just a great thing to see.
And to put that into context, a lot of these names that you just gave me, these aren't kids that are just in the performing arts. Mm-hmm. There are a number of students that are involved in different clubs and organizations throughout their school. They're involved in athletics. So they're really managing their time, what little time they have, to really become great at different things. And I was doing some activity stuff and really diving in and looking at the number of events and different groups that some of these kids are in. And our performing arts students are typically involved in somewhere between 5 and 7 different activities at any given time. So for them to really find a way to manage that time, but then also really excel and improve themselves is really something. You know, I know, like, for instance, Natalie Fields, you know, she was the lead in the musical. She's once again going to the state tournament for solo ensemble again. This senior class, Samantha Davis, again, going back, Abby Gukonek coming back. This list is just littered with kids that have been achieving at such a high level for so long. They're continually pushing the boundaries, continually getting recognition.
You know, Ryan, we talked about the 40-plus soloists and vocalists for solo ensemble, but, man, talk about our orchestra and our band departments as well. They had a fantastic solo ensemble, didn't they?
Yeah, and again, we've mentioned it throughout the year, the work that Kyle Hendrickson and Colin Galitz have done working with our students. Again, similar to the vocalists who are tremendous here, we have a phenomenal band and orchestra group. And that starts as they are in primary grades and works their whole way up. I know those guys are working, going to the elementaries and working with those kids, and they've got a tremendous pipeline. So by the time they get to the high school, you see that hard work pay off in dividends. So, yeah, as you look at the list of students who qualified to the state tournament, yes, you have a huge vocalist group, but you have an equally large performing arts in terms of orchestra and the band.
Yeah, you know, and I like what I enjoy about it, Ryan, when I look at it is, you know, I go to some of the band events during the year, and you can see the talent when you have them, whether it's in the field house or in the auditorium, right? They fill the place.
Yeah. Well, and again, we talked about it when it was, you know, the String Fling and Parade of Bands, what kind of group that brings out. And again, from elementaries all the way up through the high school. So as you look at how that translates, for instance, to solo ensemble, and there's so many names, we could go through all the names. But, you know, you look at the ensembles and how many different ensembles made it through to the state tournament. So, for instance, Jazz One made it through. So a jazz group made it up. We have a percussion ensemble that's qualifying. So it's these kids working individually on their different performances, but also as a group, finding a way to do that again. As I mentioned earlier, so many of these kids are involved in so many different groups, clubs, organizations, but then also different groups within our performing arts. So again, hats off to the incredible work that these students are doing throughout the year. I, you know, as a former coach, I always talk to my athletes about legacy and making sure that you leave the program in a better spot than you found it. These kids in the performing arts are doing the same thing. They're raising the bar for performing arts in Beaver Dam and hopefully mentoring that next group of kids to want to even push it further.
And if people are looking for the entire list of the results from the 79 events at the district solo ensemble, like this Facebook page, BDHS Choirs with an S, BDHS Choirs on Facebook, and you'll get all the information on the solo ensemble and see all of the scores and all the great things that the students have done at Beaver Dam High School. Ryan, again, we're so busy here. If people want any information, anything with the arts or athletics and activities, what's the best way to find it?
Two ways. First of all, we always love hearing from you, so feel free to give us a call here at the high school. You can talk to Austin Keach, my assistant, or you can dial me. My extension's 2176. Or very simply go on to www.badgerconference.org, and on the right-hand side, you'll see Beaver Dam High School. Click that, and our entire schedule's right there.
All right, Ryan Gerber, fine director of athletics and activities, thank you so much for the time, and we will chat next week. Have a great day.
We'll see you then, Wade.